Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting second. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tomanek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tomanek. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Miranda applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moran. Triandos moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomanek fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to second. two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pappas, and towards Miranda, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas fires over to first and Williams drops the ball. That's an error on Williams. Minoso moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Preston Ward now playing third base. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandoz strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Williams moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Busby moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pilarczyk. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Pilarczyk steals second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. Pilarczyk scores. Miranda moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bob Lemon now pitching. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miranda scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-0 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moran moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Pilarczyk reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Jim Constable now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Lehman now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Jim Constable. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Geiger now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Triandos bunts towards the mound. Geiger fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Williams scores. It's 7-1, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green who is chasing the ball. Colavito reaches third base with a triple. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lehman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Moran reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Dick Brown pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. Moran tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Orioles. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 4 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Hal Brown now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.